This is Denise.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear us all right?
I think so. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Hi, Denise.
Oh, great.
This is Ellen Thurston, and you just heard the voice of Jake Ebel, who's the engineer today, and consequently my co-host. And
well,
Peter Kirchhoff is also sitting in. He's a new programmer here at WGXC. So welcome. We're eager to talk with you about the dance festival that's happening this weekend.
Well, I'm eager to talk to you, too. Thank you for including me.
Great. I understand that you are the founding director of Dancers Responding to AIDS, the organization.
And, that is correct.
And you founded it when? When did it all start?
Myself and another dancer, Hernando Cortez, we founded Dancers Responding to AIDS when we were still members of the Paul Taylor Dance Company in 1991, a very different time than we have right now, but it was while we were professionally dancing and realizing that there was a need, that we needed to do something. And so we decided to respond.
Well, you were a dancer for quite a while, weren't you?
Yes, I was a founding member of Parsons Dance, who has performed many times in the Hudson area at PS21 in Chatham.
That's right.
And another dance company as well. So among a plethora of other companies, smaller in New York, as modern dancers have a tendency to do. But those were the two main companies that
right.
I toured with most.
Well, I remember 1991 and those times, those years when somehow we couldn't figure out what was going on. And then when we did, it was a devastating sort of time. So are you still there? I keep hearing
yes.
funny
yes,
little
I'm
noises.
Here. I'm here.
Good. So tell us about the dance festival that's happening on Saturday night. It's not in the evening.
It is, correct. It's at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. shows this Saturday, the 8th, at the fantastic historic Catskill Point. So we've taken this 19th century warehouse and transformed it into a theater just for the day.
Just for the day. That's pretty cool.
I know, it's pretty bold of us, isn't it?
Definitely.
But it's a wonderful experience because we're utilizing the local aura of what makes Catskill one of the special places, you know, here in New York State is this beautiful place on the Hudson where it's this old warehouse and you open the doors and the river's right there and the Rip Van Winkle Bridge is right in the distance.
Don't give Catskill too much credit now. We got Hudson over here too.
okay. But since we are in Catskill, I guess I have to be a little bit that way.
You just go right ahead. We
go Greek County, right?
We'll do our boasting later on.
and so there were a couple of members of the community, Duke Dang and Charles Rosen and Todd Whitley, who are very... Oh, I'd say they know dance in New York City, and they thought it would be a fantastic place to have a dance festival up at this, you know, beautiful place at the historic Catskill Point. And when I saw it, I just thought, wow, this we could make this really work. Because I think it's nice we offer a theatrical experience, but you realize you're not just in any theater. You are in this very unique spot. And it's always nice to see dance in these little bit unusual places, so it's nice.
It seemed to me that first year was kind of an instant success, as I recall. I mean,
we are very fortunate, Ellen, that we have a tremendous committee. We have a steering committee and host committee that these people within, you know, residents of both Green, Columbia, Dutchess, and I think, geez, maybe even further north heading towards Massachusetts, where really they are very eager to bring dance to this community. Mm-hmm. And so, you know how it works. You tell somebody, oh, you have to come. It's really amazing. And the next thing you know, we can sell out the house. So this year we've added on a second show. There's a 2 p.m. Show this year, which is new.
I heard that one of the shows was sold out, but I don't want to say which one because I'm not I don't want to get it wrong. So I'll leave that to you.
The 5 p.m. show is currently sold out. That is correct. But we have seats available for our 2 p.m. performance, and they start at only $40.
Hmm. Denise, I have a quick question.
Yes.
What exactly defines a dance festival? What's the difference in there?
What defines a dance festival?
Yeah.
Well, my definition is bringing together a group of artists who are coming together to perform on the same stage. And, you know, what's kind of unique is we have these very different genres all in the same program. So, you know, for 90 minutes, 70 minutes, 90 minutes, you're going to be, you know, capture an essence of all these different genres of dance from tap, Caleb Teicher and company, these amazing young tappers, just brilliant virtuosity that are just spectacular, are going to be performing an excerpt from a piece called Variations, and all the way to the Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo. And in between there, Kyle Abraham in Motion, you know, Kyle's just recently in 2015, I believe, he was a MacArthur fellow. So he's just a, you know, all these groundbreaking sort of experiences that are happening within the dance community are going to be all together on the stage at the same time. So I think that's quite festive.
That's great. I can tell you're pretty excited about it, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And there are four companies, or is it five companies, plus the Nick Kenkel, who's the Broadway choreographer. Is that right? Four
yes,
companies?
There are five companies that
five
are performing.
Companies.
And then Nick Kenkel, as you just said, who works a lot in the Broadway genre, is creating a new piece, a new duet that will premiere at the festival, which is quite special itself too, to have something that's just performed just that day
and
for that, you know, just that day.
Le Ballet Trocadero is something that people who've never seen it must see, it seems to me. That's a really good sort of light touch to the program, seems. Possible.
Well, once you see them, you want to go back again.
You want to
They're
go back.
Wildly popular, and rightfully so. You know, they are amazing dancers. You know, they bring that the essence of ballet to what the choreography is speaking at that moment. But they also have a shtick that also is. It's nice to laugh too, right?
Well, I think it's fun to see the chest hair sticking out of the top of the costume. It's really funny. So when you came 4 years ago to found the dance festival, the American Dance Institute wasn't in Catskill at that point, I assume.
That is correct. No, they were still in Rockville, Maryland. And it was about 18 months ago, I think, that Adrian Willis just was, you know, investigating places to go and happened upon some amazing property in Catskill and decided this would be a great home for a lumberyard.
That's
and
right.
It's really, I feel that I'm excited. I'm terribly excited for, you know, selfishly for myself, because I think we will be able to collaborate and do a lot of amazing things in the future, but also obviously bringing some great dance to the community as well.
And some more dance spaces as well.
Yes. Sure. You'll get a huge array of talent that'll come through there as well. You know, that's a really unique and wonderful experience that they're bringing to have residencies and you know, that dancers actually would be there for, you know, a week or two at a time. Mm-hmm. So it's where we're just, mm-hmm. you know, we're coming in on Saturday and giving you what we're going to give you. That's terrific in itself too, but they're going to have a home there, which is really nice.
That's right. So are you the producer of the festival?
Or is yes, your I am.
Your organization yes. is really the sponsor, the producer, the presenter, rather?
Yeah, the Hudson Valley Dance Festival is produced by and benefits DRA. Mm-hmm. We are we're kind of a large grassroots organization. We kind of do it all here. So it's about cultivating and nurturing the dancers that will not only help raise money for us that are performing for us, but also providing the services that are there for them. So it's this mm-hmm. full thing that we're doing, as well as our national grants program. You know, DRA is a program of Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. Mm-hmm. So where I focus mostly on the dance community, but all of us as an organization, it's about the performing arts, whether you are, you know, in the company of Wicked on Broadway, or you're in, you know, a small Mad Boots dance, this emerging dance company, it all goes in the same place. You know, what the work that these dancers are doing on our behalf, where they're fundraising, and it's all going to the same place to help those in need that we certainly serve very well, I think.
Well, how can people find or get tickets? For the 2 o'clock performance or reservations, well, they should get them in advance, right?
Well, you can certainly go on our website, dradance.org, and you'll be able to purchase tickets to the 2 p.m. show, I believe up until tomorrow afternoon, around noon. You can also, after that, I would say you would call the DRA hotline, and that number is 917-923-8968. 917-923-8968. And of course, you can always come by the historic Catskill Point at 1 Main Street in Catskill before the show. Box office opens at 1 o'clock.
Yes, it actually has an address, 1 Main Street, if you
yes,
want
correct.
Your GPS to know where it's going.
And well, that's you get on Main.
It's the DRA, not the DAR.
Yes.
We do have right. the DAR here on Warren Street, but I don't think
That's
they'll have
right.
tickets.
It's no.
DRA.
DRADance.org. That's Dancers Responding to AIDS. And we are the producers and beneficiary of Hudson Valley Dance Festival. That's correct. You know, Ellen, there was one thing I wanted to bring up, if you don't mind.
Not
that
at
I
all.
Wanted to. I wanted to list some of the organizations, the local organizations that we award grants to.
Oh, that have benefited from this. Yes,
absolutely.
Please. That would
absolutely.
Be very interesting.
So we have Touch, which is Together Our Unity Can Heal in Congers, New York. Matthew 25 Food Pantry in Catskill. Community Hospice in Catskill, the Columbia Green Community Foundation in Hudson, Animal Kind in Hudson, and the Alliance for Positive Health in Albany, the Albany Damien Center, and the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center in Kingston, as well as the Hudson Valley Community Services in Hawthorne. So that's 9 organizations that are benefiting, you know, that are benefiting from the work that we're doing right there in Catskill.
And you give grants to organizations all over the United States, is that right?
That is correct. We award grants to over 450 AIDS and family service organizations around the country.
I was just going to ask how many. That's a lot.
It is. And it's all those wonderful local kind of community services that are providing direct mm-hmm. services for the community as
right.
opposed to larger types of organizations. So that $10,000 grant that we award them every year really is a foundation for their support. And it's nice to know that they have that security with us and our grant making.
That's right. Well, I know in the theater, when we're wishing somebody luck, we say break a leg, but I shudder to think that I might say that to a dance organization. So
well,
I don't know what one says, but
Well, I think I can say it on the radio, but we say "merd" is what we say.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, I'm glad I learned something today. Okay. Thank you so much for Skyping in, as we say, and the best of luck with the performances. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful time.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thank you so much for letting us have a voice. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Come back anytime.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
You.
Have a nice
weekend. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you.
Bye.